Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our gospel text for this Reformation Sunday is an interesting one, to say the least. It invites us to consider a topic that we might not immediately associate in our minds with Reformation Day. That topic is the violence which the kingdom of heaven continues to suffer. So with this in mind, we will pay particular attention to the first four verses of our gospel text as we consider how the kingdom of heaven is constantly suffering violence. But the one who has ears to hear will recognize our Lord's work through it all. So first, we consider how the kingdom of heaven is constantly suffering violence. In the first verse of our gospel reading, our Lord says these words: "From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force." Quite simply, the kingdom of heaven is constantly suffering violence. On this Reformation Sunday, we can't help but be reminded of the ways in which this was true for our fathers in the faith. Now, if Luther was guilty of anything on October 31st, 1517, when he posted the 95 Theses, if he was guilty of anything on that day, he was guilty of being naive. He just wanted to have an honest academic discussion about the current practices of the church. But what he quickly discovered was that the church was under attack by its own leadership. See, through subtle manipulation and through outright open hostility, the gospel message of Jesus Christ had been almost removed from the church. And the leadership of the Roman church, frankly, had no interest in restoring the pure gospel despite Luther's earnest pleas. Instead of allowing the law to show their sin so that they might repent and believe the gospel, these leaders of the Roman church proved themselves to be enemies of the gospel. They violently removed all those who opposed them, which unfortunately led to much war and bloodshed. And in so doing, frankly, the Pope and his bishops, in a very real sense, removed themselves from the kingdom of heaven. This is how the evangelical reformers, whom we now call the Lutheran reformers, this is how they viewed themselves and their position in history. They were the ones who held fast to God's word in the face of violent opposition. They were the ones who refused to abandon the gospel message of the kingdom of heaven, even when the bishops, the very men who should have been the chief defenders of the gospel, even when they refused, the Lutheran reformers would cling to the gospel. See, the reformers saw themselves as yet another generation of God's people who, along with the prophets and the apostles and the martyrs, must suffer violence for the sake of the gospel. We could look back through history at any point and see quite clearly that the kingdom of heaven is constantly suffering violence. So, my friends, it should not surprise us that the kingdom of heaven continues to suffer violence today. Right now, we are living in the midst of an ideological war. However, the battle is not between left and right, between Democrat and Republican. The battle, rather, is between the kingdom of heaven and the violent opposition of the old evil foe. The second we fail to realize where the true battle is, the second we start to believe the narratives that something else is going on, we have played into our enemy's hands. See, he wants us to be blind to his schemes. He wants us to get caught up in things that don't really matter. He wants us to become so immersed in ourselves and the world immediately around us that we cannot see what he is trying to do. And if we're not careful, the old evil foe will violently take away the kingdom of heaven from us. See, we are at greatest risk of this happening when we leave our uniquely Christian way of thinking behind in favor of the world's ways. So if I may be blunt for a moment, we Christians need to stop religiously watching the mainstream news media. We need to stop blindly consuming social media content as if it is harmless and objective. We need to think critically. These are tools which the enemy uses subtly and cunningly to manipulate us into becoming blind to his ways. Now, to be clear, I'm not saying that these things have no place in life. We do, after all, live in the world. What I am saying is this: if you find yourself spending more time consuming media than you spend in prayer and God's word, then you need to stop, take a hard look at yourself, and repent. The old evil foe now means deadly woe. Deep guile and great might are his dread arms in fight. My friends, we must not be blind to how the old evil foe continues to inflict violence on the kingdom of heaven today. We must recognize his schemes and resist them. How do we do that? Well, this leads to the second point of consideration. The one who has ears to hear will recognize that our Lord is at work through it all. Beginning in verse 13 of our gospel reading, our Lord continues by saying this: "For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, and if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Now, it's important to note that there is an Old Testament passage behind this statement of our Lord. That passage is from the very end of the book of the prophet Malachi, where we read this prophecy: "Remember the law of my servant Moses, the statutes and rules that I commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes." Now notice that in this prophecy, the law of Moses and the prophet Elijah really are not the point. They are the signs of what matters. They are pointers pointing you, directing you to the main point. Moses doesn't matter. Elijah really doesn't matter. What matters is the great and awesome day of the Lord. So similarly, in our gospel text for today, John the Baptizer doesn't really matter. What matters is that to which John points. What matters is that the great and awesome day of the Lord has come in our Lord Jesus. He who has ears to hear will understand this. The Lord whom you seek has come. He has come to deal with the violence and the men who continue to inflict violence on the kingdom of heaven. The Lord has come to overcome violence with peace. He has come, and so we rightly sing, "For us fights the valiant one whom God himself elected." See, our Lord Jesus knows all about suffering violence. From the temptations of the devil to the hounding of the Pharisees, from the trick questions of the lawyers to the betrayal of a close friend, our Lord suffered continual violence. In fact, it was through suffering violence that our Lord would overcome the violent acts and attacks of our enemy. See, when our Lord Jesus hung on the cross, suffering the full effects of the violence that has been directed throughout history against the kingdom of heaven, when he suffered that violence on the cross, the old evil foe thought that he had won. Yet, as our Lord says, wisdom is justified by her deeds. It was precisely through his violent death on the cross that our Lord began to reverse the effects of the violence that the kingdom of heaven has suffered. Now, don't misunderstand, he hasn't eliminated the suffering of violence, but our Lord has overcome it. He has overcome evil with good. And those of us who trust in him will in due time be delivered from the violence and the evils of this world by that eternal gospel which is proclaimed to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. So my friends, remember our Lord's words. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Our Lord is at work through everything that we endure in this life. Though we can't see it, he is at work through all of the violence and the evil. He is at work through all of the lies and the deceptions. He is at work through it all. So take heart, because Christ our Lord is at work, and he will deliver us from the violent attacks of the enemy. Though devils all the world should fill, all eager to devour us, we tremble not. We fear no ill. They shall not overpower us. This world's prince may still scowl fierce as he will, but he can harm us none. He's judged. The deed is done. One little word can fell him. The word they still shall let remain, nor any thanks have for it. He's by our side upon the plain with his good gifts and spirit. And take they our life, goods, fame, child, and wife. Though these all be gone, our victory has been won. The kingdom ours remaineth. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.